excitable boy, they all said.
He's an excitable boy. I guess he'd be our excitable boy.
The excitable boy. The original excitable boy.
Hi.
Hochberg.
David Hochberg, everybody.
Vice President of Lending of Team Hochberg. Yep. Hochberg.
How's the team doing? Is the team having a good season?
Yeah, we're crushing it right now. Rates good. Are at...
Yeah, they dipped, right?
Yep. So we have you on a rate watch. And if they dip a little lower, we're going to float your rate down and get you a lower rate.
Wasn't there talk just yesterday of the possibility of a higher interest rate?
The short-term rates from the Federal Reserve said that they might, they kept it, they basically did not touch short-term interest rates, and they said that in the future, they might have to cut it to stimulate the economy. So the market has reacted favorably today.
Sure.
And because everything works in advance of the cut. So when they cut it, if they do cut it, the market will have already built in the cut. You know, the reduced rate. So right now, last time I was on, I said rates haven't been this low in a year. They're even lower than the last time I'm on.
But now, are they lower than what they originally were? Because I know that we had rate increases like four times.
Yeah, but they're back in the high threes, low fours.
Oh, well, that's good.
Right? And before, they were in the low threes, mid threes. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, well, you know, I'm going to wait for it to go lower. I'm like, what? Do you hit your head against a wall? I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
These I'm waiting for 1%.
1%,
yeah, no, I'm waiting for another eighth of, you know, we've got people right now. I'm waiting for another eighth. I'm like, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a school teacher. I'm like, oh, so you're really tied into the bond market and everything that's going on in the global economy that impacts bond, you know, bond futures and bond rates and what the 10-year bond does. I'm like, if it's
already lost me.
Is it a good rate? Well, that's the point, right?
Well, what's 1/8 of a point difference in a mortgage payment?
It depends on how big your mortgage is. It could be $7 a month. It could be $15 a month. But we have some people that were saving like $500 a month. Okay,
oh, that's big.
And they're at like 4.25, and they're like, well, you know, pick a number. It could be 4.5. They're like, well, I really want 4.375. I'm like, you're saving $500 a month,
right?
I'm like, you really want to save $508 a month? I'm like, what? I'm like, really?
Right.
Okay.
But I think you, David, say in your own ads, if your number is in the fours,
if
you want to take a look.
If you have a rate that starts with a four or higher, I screwed up the ad. I heard the ad the other day, and I have to redo the ad. It says if your rate's in the fours, that means people in the fives and sixes don't call me. That's wrong. If your rate's at least starts with a four or higher,
then
the
you
ad
call.
Should say, you should definitely call. And I'll tell you who we're getting bombed with right now are people that took out FHA loans. That have FHA loans and put down less than 10% in the past 5 years, you have PMI on that loan for the remainder of your loan. Like if you put down less than 10% on a 30-year fixed FHA loan within the past 5 years, you have PMI on
private
that loan.
Mortgage insurance.
It's not going away. It used to go away after a certain period of time. It's on there if you put down less than 10% on a 30-year fixed loan. Now, if you put down more than 10%, which is great, you'll have it for only 16 years. It will not go away for at least 16 years. So what we're doing is we just talked to the guy, Kevin, who's helping you.
I'm refinancing again.
Right. But we're saving you money and getting you out of HELOC that's popping. But he talked to a guy that's in a 3.25% 30-year fixed loan, big loan amount. He's paying $300-some a month PMI, putting him into a slightly higher rate, paying off a bunch of debt, getting him out of PMI. He's not going to have his 3.25, but he's not going to have his PMI. And he's going to be paying off $60,000, $80,000 worth of debt. We're saving them over $2,000 a month. So it's not about the rate, folks. Everybody, well, I got my 3.25% loan. I'm like, who
it's
cares?
It's the payment.
It's the monthly payment, everybody. That's what it's all about. So we had to walk them off the ledge. We're like, all right, we're going to put you with something in the high threes, low fours. Okay, who cares? Here's your payment. Here's what you're paying now. It's simple math. Mm-hmm. Here's what you're paying now with PMI, principal and interest PMI. Here's what you're and all your credit card debt and all this other nonsense over here that you've accumulated for whatever reason. And here's what your payment's going to be over here at a slightly higher rate. Oh, by the way, it's $2,000 less than over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to stick with what you got with the nice, sexy rate, or do you want the slightly higher rate with no debt?
Right.
And he's like, oh, well, nobody explained it to me like that. I'm like, yeah, so you're saving over $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
So, boom, yeah, he's going to take a slightly higher rate, but he's not going to have PMI, and he's going to roll all his debt into his mortgage and free up $2,000 a month.
Here's the thing, what's scary. In a perfect world, you know, when we bought our house 22 years ago, you take out a 30-year loan, and realistically in your head, you're thinking, I only have 8 years left, and I own the house.
Yeah.
But things happen, life happens.
Well, here's what happens. You get married, and we all know that Jimmy is very expensive, and then you have two kids, which we all know are very expensive.
Yeah.
Then you have to call PermaSeal to do your basement, which you have to pay for that. Then you have a heating, HV, HVAC unit goes out, there's $5,000 to $7,000. Then a water heater goes out every 5 to 7 years. Mine's on the verge of dropping dead. Everybody's like, there's no hot water. I'm like, so take a cold shower, right? So I got $200-$300.
Girls don't take cold showers.
I know. I got $200-$300 going into a water heater eventually, probably five. All this stuff costs money. A car goes down. Somebody gets sick. Somebody loses a job. You've got a very stable industry here, the radio industry, right?
Yeah, I know. So,
very stable.
Oh, yeah,
very
Jim and
stable.
I were out of work at the same time for a while.
Oh, I remember that. Okay.
Then you want to buy a kangaroo.
And then you want to buy a kangaroo and a llama, and they don't get along, so you
but
need...
But what do you tell somebody, right? Like, you're just kind of rearranging the furniture, and it works,
that's
so
it.
You can...
It's a monthly payment.
But you're kind of living day to day. You're not thinking about the future. What do you tell people like that?
Well, here...
Like, they're worried about that.
Well, right, and I tell people, would you rather struggle like you're doing now with 3 cents in the bank and worrying and getting paid on Friday and it's gone by Tuesday and you're struggling to get to the next Friday and until the next paycheck hits, or you have equity in your home? I'm not saying take the money and go to Joliet and go to the boats and blow it in Vegas or go to Atlantic City. I'm not saying doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, listen, life happens. Okay, somebody loses a job, somebody gets hurt, somebody has to take care of a family member who is older, right? All this stuff happens, okay? God forbid we tell Johnny he can't go to Cooperstown for $2,500. Mm-hmm. God forbid we tell Sally she can't take the hockey trip to Detroit with the other 800 families that are making, you know, that trek up there because Sally's got to play travel hockey. That's mm-hmm. fine. Okay, I was a pretty decent baseball player. I sucked, but I played house league because I didn't qualify for the travel league, right? And if I didn't qualify for the travel league, my parents didn't have the money to send me on the travel league. But now we can't say no to everybody, to anybody, and everybody's got to continue to go. Listen, it's a fact of life. I'm not saying spend money you don't have. People have already done that. When they come
to us, you're in trouble.
That's when they come to us. Thank God rates are still low. Thank God the equity in your home has come back from 07, 08. Mm-hmm. Thank God we could get you out of a situation. We took a guy at WGN. He's listening right now. Mm-hmm. His wife was sick. He was sick. Had to take time off of work. Self-employed. Ton of equity in his home. He's been sitting in a 7.625% loan.
Oh, my God.
For the past 8 years. Okay? He finally got healthy enough. My guy Scott Ellis is working on him right now. We're taking out like $50,000 out of his
finances
home.
Or his health.
His health went down, he wasn't able to work. Yeah. So they have to live off of credit cards.
Yeah.
So he hears me all the time at WGN Radio right now. He's listening right now. We got his tax returns. He said I finally got 2 years of good tax returns because I didn't make any money for a long time because I was out with a major injury. Thank God he's better. We're like, great, so let's take a look at your tax return. Long story short, he has the income now. He has a ton of equity of his home. We're blowing him out of his 7.62, whatever, 7-plus rate.
High.
And, well, he was trapped.
Yeah.
And we're putting him into something substantially lower, paying off 50 G's worth of credit card debt, freeing up $2,000 a month.
Right.
I mean, when I say these numbers, $2,000 a month, and I start doing those ads, we've saved listeners year to date $888,000. We've taken out a paid off debt, $888,000 annually on your analyte base. We've lowered people's payments cumulatively $77,000 a month. We've taken out, helped people extract over $5,000. I find after 17 years of advertising, I'm like, you know, we should probably add that up. It'd probably sound really good on the radio that people could relate to it. And I added it up, I'm like, holy crap, we've taken out $5 million through May of the homes of people's equity to pay off all of this debt.
Right.
And has saved people $77,000 a month.
And if it doesn't work for you, don't do it. I mean, obviously, David makes money from this as well. But if it's saving you money and it looks good to you, do it. If not, I heard you on the radio. That's where I called
WCKG.
And said,
I saw you looking in my yard.
Yeah.
That was a bad time for David.
Yeah, that was not.
But if it's not good for you, don't do it. But really, you're here to help people. And how do people reach you?
It's very simple. 855-560. David, 855-56 David.
Our operators standing by to take their calls?
24 hours a day, they 7 days a week. I'm going to be on later tonight with Pete McMurray. We started,
Hey, buddy.
We started a new segment.
I love it.
And he's bringing in Lebanese food. I don't know exactly what that is. He's got some baba ganoush badoush or whatever the heck it is. Yeah, but he's got hairy knuckles, and I hope he brings it in from the place that somebody else makes it.
Is that a stand-up comic, Harry Knuckles?
Zanies this week.
Yeah, well, that's his stage name. But But I'm going to be on with we started this Ask the Mortgage Man segment here.
Everybody ask questions.
Yep. And I was on two Thursdays ago. I was on for an hour, and the phone lines lit up.
With Pete?
No, yeah. I was on with somebody that's no longer working here. Thanks, Bill.
Right.
I love it. All right, let's take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to you, all right?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You cannot help yourself.
It's Hochberg. It's starting to heat up. How do people read 56David.com or 855-56-DAVID? We'll be back after these.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. David Hochberg's here. He's the vice president of lending of Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. How come you're only the vice president at Team Hochberg?
That's good enough.
President?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
I guess.
Right. If the president has to step down, would you assume his office?
I'm good where I'm at.
All right.
I'm very comfortable.
That's fair.
A lot of questions involving reverse mortgages. People are confused about it. People think, why would I do that? It's helpful to some, isn't
it? It's helpful for some. It's like morphine. It's a great drug for some. It's not good for everybody. Okay. And we had a lady who's listening right now. Mary is listening right now, who called me because her dear friend heard something or saw an ad on the television, and she saw an actor that she recognized that drove a fast car back in the 70s and 80s and called in and thought that she was going to talk to this actor and got stuck in a hot box call center out west, and they sent her all this paper. She didn't understand it. She was about ready to sign it. I said, do me a favor. She lives in the western suburbs. We have an office out in Downers Grove. I'm like, why don't you stop in, bring the paperwork? Turns out, she never got any paperwork, was ready to close the loan, never got any paperwork, but she was ready to close the loan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do that, but she was ready to go to close the loan, cancel the loan with the TV lender, and is now starting over with us because her dear friend stopped her from making a mistake by going to these television lenders that you don't know who it is. When you call in, you're going to go into a hot box call center, and you don't believe me, call them and see what happens, right? And they're sales individuals. You don't know who you're talking to. Listen, you want to call me? I'm on the radio, you know, 7-8 different stations here, right? I've got a show on another station. I'm here. I know. I got in trouble for saying to register.
Well, don't.
Well, I got in trouble over there for saying go to WGN.com trip to register for the Prague. So I got my hand slapped this morning for saying that. I'm like big deal. So long story short, work with somebody that you know and trust because
I trust you. I'll give you that.
I know you.
Well, right. That's good. That's,
right.
Yeah, refer to what I said before the break. So but it's a great product when used effectively and administered by a trained mortgage professional. That's all I'll say. If you want more information, give us a call, 855-56-DAVID. I tried to get my parents into one.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they didn't qualify because their home the value came in lighter than what my parents thought their home was worth. They had the counseling done. We ordered the appraisal. They were ready to go. If the home appraised for what my folks thought they were, I would have put my father and mother, may she rest in peace, in a reverse mortgage. Oh. So you think I'm going to put my parents into something risky?
No.
Absolutely not.
All right. That sounds right.
That sounds right.
Yep.
And are you still paying people's rent?
Yes, where you have to register to win the
sweepstakes.
It's
right,
David? It's not a contest.
It is not a contest.
No. We just had a contest to go to Prague. The winner will be announced tomorrow on the Steve Cochran Show.
This is a sweepstakes.
This is a sweepstakes. Big, big difference. You could go to 56davidwinrent.com.
Yeah.
And if you want to enter to win a free mortgage payment, 56davidwinrent.com. And if you would like to talk about how to possibly lower your interest rate, I'm no longer at Pearl Mortgage. I'm no longer at Townstone Financial. I am at Homeside Financial.
Right.
And if you want to reach Team Hochberg, who's no longer at those previously two mentioned companies, you could give us a call. We have a lot of people looking for us. We're at 855-56-DAVID. I was criticized. I had some constructive criticism by a listener.
Oh, what happened?
She said, she made the recommendation, you should also say 855 and spell out what David is in numbers. So here, it's 855-563-2843, 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. Mostly our entire team is still intact, and we love to work with our past clients.
All right.
It is kind of a pain in the butt to get things organized for a refi, but I'm thinking years ago, because now everything's pretty much done email, and it's because that makes a lot of people hesitate, too, to call, because it's like, oh, I don't want to go through all this stuff.
I'll tell you what we've gone through to automate, not us, but what the industry has gone through to automate the entire process. Everything's done electronically signatured now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a major upgrade January before the FedEx people and the DHL people made a ton of money, yep. UPS, schlepping it back and forth and signing and highlighting. We don't do any of that. You just do electronic signatures, comes right back in to our system. It's all secure, safe. There's a portal where you upload PDFs of bank statements, pay stubs, W-2s, tax returns into a secure portal in a password-sensitive system that you set the password.
Yeah.
You know, the borrower. So the borrower, if we want to give you a copy of your credit report, hey, go into the portal, pull it down. Hey, a copy of your appraisal, go into the portal, pull it down. Hey, you know what? We need a W-2. You forgot to give us a W-2 and updated pay stub. Go into the portal, upload it, boom. And now there's automated stuff where we could even get your all your income information by pushing a button if your employer is on a certain system. We don't even need pay stubs and bank statements some of the times.
Oh, it's
all automated. It's unbelievable. In the past 18, 19 years I've been doing this, the advancements that have been made, and a lot of it came from the collapse in 07 and 10 and the technological advancements within the entire society as we see it. It's gotten a lot more technologically advanced in the banking industry, and the mortgage industry has implemented a lot of those technological changes to make it easier for borrowers to secure mortgages.
Typically, how long does it take start to finish the whole process?
It could take as little as 15 days.
Wow.
No.
It takes longer usually?
Well, yeah. No, it could. I mean, if you're super organized, we've gotten loans done in 14 to 16 days. Typically, it takes 3 to 4 weeks.
All right, that's not bad.
You know, then some people who are out of town and travel, it's travel time now. People are, which is fine.
And you got to send the documents back right away. You can't wait a week like we do.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of it is contingent upon people like Wendy when you're like, hey, please sign this and get it back. And then you're following up Wednesday and Friday and then the following Monday.
Right.
And
disorganized.
No, it's fine. And they finally get it back. It'll take a little longer. But the process is really not that big of a deal.
And something you recommended to me, and when I first reached out to you, you could help us. The next time you couldn't. My credit was challenged, definitely. And you talked about, you turned me on to Credit Karma, which I went to, and you can keep track of things that are on there. There were a couple of mistakes, and it's free, and you don't get a kickback from it. It was just great advice to help enhance your credit. So,
All right. That's David Hochberg. He's no longer at Baker Square.
Right.
He's no longer at the Wiener Circle. He's at Homeside Financial. He's the vice president of lending there. You want to call 855-56-DAVID or 855-563-2843.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, David.
You go to our website, 56david.com.
I will go there right now.
Perfect.
You're the best. Thank you.
All right, coming up, the stories that matter with Jen DeSalvo from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.